Coming up on show 733, VW say hope is returning as production starts to return in China. Also on the podcast today, opening of Tesla's facility in Wuhan. Also, the Mustang Mach-E continues at a pace. And ground levelling for Gigafactory Berlin is going to be completed soon. Those stories and many more coming up on today's podcast. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily for Monday, 30th of March. My name is Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story so you don't have to. Thank you, as always, to MyEV.com for helping me make this show. MyEV in the USA is all about creating a place, a platform for people to buy and sell EVs, but it's so much more than that as well. And admittedly, at the minute, you're probably not going to be doing too much buying and selling, but you can still talk about EVs on there. You can research them, find about financing and warranty, and if you're a dealer at the moment, maybe business is a little bit down at the moment, you can certainly head on there and find out what their dealer section is all about if you want to work with them so that when business gets back to normal, you are ready to go. Okay, let's kick on with the first story on the podcast today. And the headline story on the podcast today is a positive feel-good story. And certainly, in some parts of the world, life is getting back to normal. VW say hope is returning. Just 2 months ago, China was considered the center of the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, there are signs of relaxation in China, with the car industry slowly returning to normality. Well, production of vehicles and components has resumed at 22 of the 24 Volkswagen locations. And that's a piece of news that I want to pass on today. Very important to remember that whilst some parts of the world, certainly here, we are very much in lockdown, there are other parts of the world which have dealt with this and are, whatever the new normal is, getting back to normal. Volkswagen Group China sales figures are starting to show signs of improvement following coronavirus. The overall market trend is going upwards. More than 95% of Volkswagen Group dealers are reopened after shutting down. Customer frequency isn't where it was. It's about 60% if you're interested, compared to normal times. And again, whatever this new normal is as we get back to it. The Volkswagen brand is represented in China by about 2,000 dealers. There are 430 dealerships of Audi. There are 470 Skoda dealerships, about 120 Porsche ones in China. And they are starting to work out what does business feel like at the moment. 40% of the planned investments that they were going to make this year are going to continue, the investments are going to continue as planned. They're not suddenly stripping out loads of investment in their future business. VW say there is no reason to do that. We're going to continue with the investment that we decided on before coronavirus. And 40% of that total investment is for electric mobility. This year, for example, production of the new electric models based on the MEB platform. That's what the ID3 is based on, and the ID4, that's going to be the first one that goes to North America. That is going to be starting at their plant in Anting for SAIC Volkswagen, the joint venture they have there, and in Foshan with FAW Volkswagen, the other joint venture. Both plants are designed for the production of purely electric cars. Well, from 2025, Volkswagen Group plans to sell 1.5 million electric cars a year in China. I know it's 5 years away. A lot's going to happen in 5 years, but that's the plan. It's also based on the introduction of the Volkswagen ID family launched. And again, that launch is still on track. The ID brand launched in China later this year. So I know that China had it first and didn't have it worst, because there are other countries that have overtaken. US has overtaken the Chinese coronavirus figures, for instance. But it's an indicator of when the rest of us get this under control, and there are some glimmers of hope in some parts of the world. I know it's pretty bad in others, but as we get through the other side of this, and as someone said to me recently, well, actually it was Nick on Sunday night, I took part in a live YouTube kind of interactive live show called EV Lounge Live, where the presenters, myself, Nick and Craig, and then the audience who were taking part in the chat were discussing all these kind of EV things that have happened in the week. And Nick said, look, because he sells cars for a living, he's like, this is like pressing the pause button. This isn't ripping everything up. All this is doing is pressing the pause button. Very, very soon, hopefully, we get this under control, we'll press pause again, and we will be up and underway. Another example of that is Tesla reopening their Wuhan store. The VP of Tesla China shared a message online. Her name is Grace Tao Lin. I quote, "I received a video from my colleague in Wuhan before the meeting in the morning, and the Guogang store is officially resumed. Wuhan friends went out to work for the first time in 2 months," end quote. And that's great news. Well, Teslarati says that Wuhan has allowed many businesses to reopen amidst the virus as authorities lifted the mandatory quarantine that lasted over 2 months. Wuhan's government has permitted retail locations and malls to resume business to revive the world's second largest economy. While residents are now being allowed to go out and shop in local malls and shopping centres, they're required to stay within the Hubei province that the city of Wuhan is located in, at least until the 8th of April at this stage. Well, staying on this news, an employee at Tesla's battery plant outside of Reno, Nevada, has tested positive for COVID-19, according to an internal memo obtained by CNBC. KRNV NBC Reno previously reported on this matter on Sunday, says Lauren Kolodny for CNBC. And from Tesla themselves, the memo says this, and I quote, "If there is a future confirmed case, our protocol at Tesla is to interview the individual, investigate their whereabouts, speak to their managers to determine to the best of their ability who had contact with that individual at work, and then we'll notify individuals who had direct and extended contact and tell them to self-quarantine to watch for symptoms. Please feel free to reach out with questions or concerns," end quote. And that's really important as well, because you just don't know. You work somewhere like that with so many people, and word will get around, somebody has been tested positive, and you wonder, did I meet that person in the cafeteria? Where were they? What department did they operate in? So companies, and not just Tesla, have a very big responsibility, very big duty of care here. And by the look of it, Tesla are doing exactly that. Well, there's a couple more stories today around this theme. As the virus did indeed spread throughout China back in January, BYD, the EV maker BYD, began re-engineering their production lines to allow the company to produce face masks and disinfectants. The company said it was able to get production of those items up and running in just 2 weeks. A face mask production line requires about 1,300 individual parts for various gears and rollers, and BYD was able to source pretty much most of those in-house, reports the website ride.tech. Currently, the company produces 5 million face masks and 300,000 bottles of hand sanitizer a day. A day! And BYD claims it makes it the largest producer of face masks in the world, 300,000 bottles of hand sanitizer and 5 million face masks a day. Well done, BYD. So, is Ford pressing pause on the Mustang Mach-E? Is a story that I brought you yesterday on the podcast on Sunday's edition, because some people are saying, well, look, this is a crucial time for Ford. Is it going to put the Mustang Mach-E launch or development back? Well, today, we have an answer from Ford. Ford engineers are indeed keeping the Mustang Mach-E program on track, they say. Ford have been saying that the launch in fall is continuing, even as the coronavirus pandemic disrupts things like manufacturing, sales, and their other businesses. According to the Detroit News, as the engineers are working from home, developers have traded team rides, the whole team riding in the car, four or five people, in prototype vehicles. They've had to change that to recorded video. Labs have been turned into garages, co-workers are now their children, and office conversations are now virtual chats. But the team developing Ford's Mach-E says it remains focused on completing the base model's final evaluations and continuing work on other versions. One of those collaborators is a lady called Alina Kapoor. She's the Mach-E calibrator, and I quote, "If there is a different calibration we want to try, I will jump into the vehicle, the flash goes in, I will take the car around the block, come back, look at the data, and see how things reacted. Maybe I'll get back in the vehicle, tweak a few things, and come back to the desk. It's right there. If I need something done in one vehicle, I follow up with my fellow calibrators and say, hey, can you grab this data for me? Can you try this out? Can you make sure this diagnostic checks out? We kind of help each other out at the end of the day, but we're making it work," end quote. fascinating, isn't it? Obviously, I didn't know how that process works, but by the sounds of it, four or five people from Ford would be in one of the prototypes driving around and discussing how the car feels and reacts to the different software code, but they can't do that. They can't be in the same car. They can't even share the same prototype car. So the engineers have been assigned a prototype car. They can't pass the cars between each other because of stay-at-home rules, but they can change the code on the flash drive or flash the update, go around the block. I'm sure you're not putting anyone's health at risk if you get inside a car and drive around the block, even if we are told to stay at home, and then get out of the car and get your laptop open, assess how the car is doing. Really fascinating insight. I'm no expert on how these things happen before we get to drive these cars. And I don't know about you, but I love learning about those processes as well. And a nice little insight there that we got from Ford in response to my story yesterday. We can indeed say that, yes, the Mach-E is continuing. A little story about Tesla today. The Patent Trial and Appeal Board declined to review Nikola's truck seat door patent that Tesla has been arguing was obvious and therefore invalid, according to Bloomberg Law. Tesla, back in September, asked the US Patent and Trademark Office to review Nikola's patent that covers a semi-truck vehicle door that provides access to the cabin interior from the seat's backside. Well, Elon and Tesla argued that the previous patents and publications show the same door position, but the Patent Trial and Appeal Board declined to review the application, which is made by Nikola. So, bit of bad news there for Tesla, but I'm sure not too much of a setback. All just sounds like legal backroom wranglings, the kind of things that happen all the time. Moving on, and let's talk Gigafactory Berlin. According to the latest video drone reports from Tesla's Gigafactory 4, Giga Berlin, as I should be calling it, near Berlin in Germany, the ground levelling is coming to an end. Most of the area is prepared, and this stage of work should be completed later this week. As the COVID-19 outbreak spreads across Germany, the question is whether Tesla can start construction work smoothly or not. Looking at the drone footage that Inside EVs posted, and I'll pop a link to the YouTube video in the show notes if you want to read more and see more. Looking at this drone footage, all of the work that's being done by heavy machinery, well, I suppose those workers are at least isolated. They're certainly distanced because they're each in their own diggers and trucks and they're all moving around. There's loads of them, like little ants on site. The drone is so high. It's amazing. The work is continuing. And I guess, yeah, I mean, there's not exactly anyone within 2 meters of each other, at least when they're in the vehicles. I suppose everyone has to have lunch breaks and all those kind of things. It'll be interesting to see how much continues. Certainly, I can tell you that in this country, construction work is very much continuing. And there are arguments, I understand, for both sides of that. One of my neighbours is having some building work done, and there's several guys on site currently at the minute. I don't know if you can hear the noise, but they're pretty loud today. But they're certainly within 2 metres of each other, and they are certainly carrying on that single-storey extension that my neighbour is having built. And also, in this area, as I've been going down to the shops to get some essential supplies, there seems to be loads and loads of building work going on, and that is definitely not stopping. Well, Volkswagen is focusing on stepping up EV mobility and its range of cars and models and hybrids, says newmobility.global. And even before the launch of the new ID3 this summer, and they do say it will be summer despite software problems, the demand for their EVs has been pretty high in Germany. And the Up, the little city car, the E-Up, is doing very well. Every second order for the Up is for the full electric version. 20,000 orders in total for the electric version have been received in Germany. And the GTE versions of the Passat have also become very popular as well. Every seventh customer of a Passat wants the plug-in hybrid version. Let's talk about a couple of industrial-sized vehicles that are going electric. First, a refuse collection truck made by DAF. The DAF CF electric refuse collection truck has entered operations with a Dutch public waste disposal firm. The zero emissions electric powertrain is in operation in the Dutch city of Zwolle. hope I said it correctly, says the Green Car Congress website, the Driveline has a battery pack with 170 kilowatt hours, and that is sufficient for the garbage collection routes. Waste collection trucks typically return to the depot every few hours to unload all of the trash, at which time the electric garbage collection truck recharges up to 80% in 30 minutes, and off it goes again. And staying with these kind of sized vehicles, the vehicle manufacturer Liebherr, in cooperation with Design Work and ZF, have developed the first fully electric cement mixer truck. You know, one of these big electric, these big truck mixers that you see with the big drum spinning round slowly on the back, holding 10 or 12 cubic meters on a five-axle chassis, this one. And it's fully electric. The first applications are planned in autumn this year, as customers start to get the vehicle in Switzerland, says Electrive. The chassis, based on a Volvo truck's chassis, has an electric motor, output of 500 kilowatts, says the Swiss manufacturer, and it copes perfectly well with the weight of all that concrete spinning around in the drum. The drum drive consists of an electric motor itself as well, and the mixer gearbox is installed directly on the drum, meaning all of that hydraulics and stuff on the existing fossil diesel versions are superfluous, and you don't need it. So actually, going electric with things like concrete mixers is even better. I love the fact that we talk about the cars that you and I will be driving on this website, but we also get to talk about some really, really interesting vehicles, that, like, working vehicles, the ones that are going to be working day in, day out, otherwise they're not earning money for the people that own them. And they're going electric too. Final story of the podcast today, the debut of Lucid Motors' first production car, the Air, the luxury electric sedan. The Lucid Air has been put off until later this year. But that's only the debut, though. It was meant to be happening at the New York Auto Show. That's not happening, says bizjournals.com. The Newark-based company, headed by the former Tesla engineer Peter Rawlinson, had planned to unveil the car next week at the New York Auto Show. That's been postponed until late August because of COVID-19. The company's principal investor is the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund. They committed to providing $1 billion worth of capital about 18 months ago now. And Rawlinson says the relationship with the Sovereign Fund and other investors remains solid, and they are fully behind getting the Lucid Air EV to market. Hey, question of the week, a brand new one for the week, and I'll read out your answers on Sunday. With the VW ID3 facing some really significant software rewrites and software challenges, they say it's going to be ready by summer. How hard should we be on legacy automakers when they hit these EV speed bumps? What do you reckon? Email me, hello@evnewsdaily.com, or leave a comment on the YouTube show. My premium partners of the podcast, Phil Roberts of Electric Future. Hello to Brad Crosby. Hello, mate. Avid Technology, Bright Smith for clean tech talent, and Porsche of the Village Cincinnati and Audi of Cincinnati East. If you want to see what Patreon's all about, you can check it out, patreon.com/evnewsdaily. Chances are your usual commute and picking up a couple of posh coffees each month might not be happening. And so if you fancy buying me a coffee or two via Patreon, it'll certainly go towards things like hosting and streaming and development of this podcast, and doing some more video stuff as well, like I did on Sunday night with EV Lounge Live. I would appreciate you leaving a little review, by the way, on Apple Podcasts for this channel. Really helps me grow the show. If you want to get any of the previous 732 shows in the archive, you can do that and catch up. In the meantime, have a wonderful day. I'll catch you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.